Our epistle for the second Sunday after Epiphany is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 6 through 16. Brethren, we have gifts differing according to the grace that has been given us, such as prophecy to be used according to the proportion of faith, or ministry in ministering, or he who teaches in teaching, or he who exhorts in exhorting, he who gives in simplicity, he who presides with carefulness, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without pretense. Hate what is evil. Hold to what is good. Love one another with fraternal charity, anticipating one another with honor. Be not slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope. Be patient in tribulation, persevering in prayer. Share the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Be of one mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but condescend to the lowly. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. At that time, a marriage took place at Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now Jesus, too, was invited to the marriage, and also his disciples. And the wine having run short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "What wouldst thou have me do, woman? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the attendants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now 6 stone water jars were placed there after the Jewish manner of purification, each holding 2 or 3 measures. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them to the brim. Now Jesus said to them, "Draw out now and take to the chief steward." And they took it to him. Now when the chief steward had tasted the water after it had become wine, not knowing whence it was, though the attendants who had drawn the water knew, the chief steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Every man at first sets forth the good wine, and when they have drunk freely, then that which is poorer. But thou hast kept the good wine until now." This first of his signs Jesus worked at Cana of Galilee, and he manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Now Jesus, too, was invited to the marriage. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, life is about change. We have physical change that takes place, mental change, spiritual change. There's a constant change that's happening. Physically, the formation in the womb, to the infant born, to the toddler, to the child, to the teen, to the adult, to the conclusion of life on earth. Mentally, to the extent that we are willing to study and learn and use our senses to gather information, both the faculties of the body and the faculties of the soul. And then there's the spiritual change that must be considered. Spiritual change is really up to us. For it to happen, we need to make sure that we have that element which causes that spiritual change to be for the good. Change is not always good. Many times it is bad, and sometimes evil. I should say, many times evil. Take, for instance, the change of our first parents, who decided to go against the will of God, thinking they knew better, disobeying, eating the forbidden fruit. And what change do we hear? It says, "And both of their eyes were opened. They were kicked out of the garden." And we have, as we are born in the world, that original sin. How about the change of, let's say, Judas, one of the 12 disciples picked by our Lord, witnessing the greatest of miracles. And yet, when Judas wanted to do his own thing, it says, and Satan entered into him. What a change. We read of other people in the scriptures where there have been a good change. How about the man named Abram, who was a man who walked with God, wanted to do God's will, not self-will, wanted to do God's will. Communicated with God, and God changed his name to Abraham and blessed him and said that he would be the father of many nations. How about Moses and the change that we see in Moses? After leading the people out of Egypt, he was called by God up into that mountain to receive the law that God was to give man and give to his chosen people, the Mosaic Law, which would prepare his people for the coming of the promised Messiah. And when Moses came down, there was a change in his countenance, so bright and brilliant that people couldn't look at him straight in the face. He had to wear a veil. Or how about the change of the man named Simon Bar-Jonah, who after having proclaimed Christ to be the Son of God, his name was changed. And his position was changed by Christ himself. When Christ said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood hath not revealed this to be thee, but my Father in heaven. And I say to thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." We have been reminded about this change in life when we have gone through this Christmas and Epiphany season. How many times have we heard about the child Jesus? And he grew in grace and age and wisdom before God and man, changing. Yesterday, we celebrated the feast or the commemoration of the baptism of our Lord. When we take a look at the life of John the Baptist, we see a change there. Actually, John the Baptist proclaims that he must change, especially when Christ comes into the picture. After seeing our Lord, he points to our Lord and says, "Behold the Lamb of God, he who comes to take away the sins of the world." And later on, if you read a little further in Scripture, St. John the Baptist says, "I must decrease, he must increase." Change. If we want to change for the better, if we want our change to be for the good, then we need that element which makes our change for the better and for the good. And the element is not self. The element is Christ. Christ must be invited into our lives truly. And here I think it is important for us to pay attention that we don't just think we invite Christ into our lives when we do the Sunday thing. That's superficial and it won't cut it. Because if we consider life as it progresses and it changes, it comes to a point where we come to that change from time into eternity. And if we don't have the element of Christ in our life truly, then that change from time to eternity will be frightful. Kinda doesn't work. In today's epistle, St. Paul tells us we should hate what is evil, hold to what is good. Only God is good. Christ is good. Do you hold on to him? Is he really a part of your life? Is he a part of your family? Do you communicate with him? I'm not just saying going through some prayer books and saying some prayers or going through your beads, but really having a relationship with Christ. Christ tells us in the gospel how important it is for us to pursue this change that is important to our eternal salvation. He says, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Well, who here is perfect? None of us. But we are meant to strive each day to perfect our relationship with he who is perfect. It's not something that will just happen. Look at what our Lord, when he's teaching people in the parables and in the sermons that he gave, consider the parable of the talent. Remember, the master of the house gave to one of his servants 5 talents and another 2 and another 1. The one with 1 didn't change, didn't do anything with the talent, just preserved it. That's it. And what is it that our Lord calls him? A wicked servant. But the one who had five, he went and gained five more. The one with two went and gained two more. He used it. And the master of the house says, well done, good and faithful servant. Good and faithful servant. A good and faithful servant is willing to change each day, every day, for the better. But we have to invite Christ daily into our lives. We have to make sure that we try to perfect our communication with Him each day. Christ Himself demonstrates the importance of this change and that He's willing to change. Even today, consider the mystery that is presented before our eyes. And if we have faith, we see that that change that takes place of that bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ, which that first miracle of our Lord was a prefigurement of. Why does Christ change? He changes for love of us. And we should be willing to change for love of Him. Not justify where we are or think we're okay because other people say we're okay. No, this is an effort that must be made if we are going to be able to hope for the salvation that is offered. Remember what Christ says, without me you can do nothing. So it's important for us to have Him. Not just to have Him, to pursue His way, His truth, and His life. If Christ is truly a part of your day, then you will have change that is for the good. And you will have peace that only comes when Christ is in the equation. A sure proof way of having Christ in your day? Well, we read about it in today's gospel. The mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus too was invited. When I read that, I can't help but think that when they invited our Blessed Mother, she said, well, my son will be in town. And they said, oh, sure, let your son come as well. Whenever you have our Blessed Mother in the equation, you have her son. That's what the whole Marian devotion is all about. Especially preached of by St. Louis Marie de Montfort, St. Alphonse de Liguori. To Jesus through Mary. Pray your rosary. Don't say it, pray it. Meditate on the mysteries of your faith. Change every day in your understanding of the gospel of Christ and your relationship with Christ. Take the graces that have been given to you and make sure you use them and change them and multiply them, not just for you, but for others, as we are called to be instruments. St. Paul, in today's epistle, talks about this. Love one another with fraternal charity. Be not slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope. Share the needs of the saints. What are the needs of the saints? Christ. Share those needs and share Christ, who has shared Himself with you, with others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Confessions will be heard.